fall whaling concluded in Ukiavik in late October and was characterized this year by events that brought both additional excitement but also sorrow to a usually celebratory time for the community. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig was in Ukiavik for the end of the whaling season and has this story.
It's early evening a few days after the last whale has been brought on shore in Ukiavik, and Ross and Justina Wilhelm's house is crowded with about 20 friends and relatives. They're setting out donuts and pineapple cake, arranging plates of whale meat and unalak, which is boiled whale blubber and skin, and bagging up servings of whale for people to take home.
Okay, and then if the muktuk is small, you guys need to put two, please.
Two muktuk, if it's small.
Ross Wilhelm is a whaling captain, and his crew, with help from others, brought in the final whale of the season. His wife, Justina, is responsible for organizing tonight's cruise serving, an event where anyone in the community can come get a portion of the whale. When everything is ready, the group joins hands and prays. Ross's mother, Laku Kanungnana, says the prayer in Inupiaq, expressing gratitude for the whale they're about to serve. The prayer is broadcast over VHF radio, along with the family's house number and an announcement that they're ready to serve. Soon there's a steady stream of people revolving through the house, yelling congratulations and trading hugs in the Wilhelm's living room.
Hi, how are you?
Ross Wilhelm spends the evening shaking hands and greeting visitors.
It's just what puts us together is the whale, the bowhead whale. Just gets us all together. Hi, John.
Thanks for coming here. Yes.
Wilhelm says that the usual energy around fall whaling was boosted this year, coming off a big success at the meeting of the International Whaling Commission in September. At that meeting, the IWC made some key changes to the bowhead whale quota that Alaska subsistence hunters had been pushing for. But on the other end of the emotional spectrum, the community just experienced a profound loss. About a month ago, Captain Roxy Oyagok Jr. and crew member Ron Kenierik were killed in a whaling accident off the coast of Utqiagvik when their boat capsized while towing a whale to shore. Ross Wilhelm says that the cruise serving is a time of joy, and that seems to be the main emotion in the room during the event. But in conversations around town, it's clear there's still a lot of pain related to the accident. It's also an important reminder of something that whalers already know well, that whaling can be dangerous. Wilhelm says that he was shaken by what happened.
I'd look make myself look bad if I said it doesn't scare me, you know, because I'd be stupid if I didn't say that, you know, like of course it does.
Despite what happened this season and a close call he himself had in the past, Wilhelm isn't deterred from the hunt. He says sometimes things happen that are outside your control, but the only thing you can do is renew your vigilance when it comes to basic safety.
Steer left, steer right, stay straight, you know, watch the stern, watch the bow.
He's not the only one thinking along these lines. The Barrel Whaling Captains Association is reviewing what happened and will be discussing what safety lessons may be drawn from the accident at upcoming meetings. That's according to Crawford Putkatuk, a whaling captain and board member. He says that many in the community are still mourning the loss of the two men, but the overarching dedication to continuing the tradition of whaling remains strong.
For the most part, our people are able to rebound and continue our life, our culture, and knowing that Roxy and Ron would have it no other way. They would want us to continue our culture.
Fall whaling concluded in Utqiagvik with hunters bringing in a total of 19 whales, the full number of whales permitted by their quota. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.